Welcome to another episode of the Life Mastery mini-series, where we talk about the science of happiness and success.
The stop rule. One rule to rule them all. There is only one rule you need to live by that will improve your problem solving, reduce your risk of catastrophic errors, and help you avoid unnecessary conflict. With one simple rule, you can change your life by improving your management of self, others, and situations, the keys to happiness and success. One simple rule to rule them all, the stop rule. Step one, stop. Step two, define your desired outcome. And step three, proceed calmly in the correct direction. Work out what you want to achieve before you do something stupid. Learn to make decisions in your own favor. The stop rule is great for problem solving. Deciding where you want to end up will define your plan. If you don't start with the destination in mind, you'll end up somewhere else. Setting out in a random direction will not lead you to the right destination. Although elegant in its simplicity, the stop rule is difficult to apply. Every day when I wake up, I must make a conscious effort to remind myself to use it for managing relationships, situations, and particularly digital messaging. One bad moment can ruin your life. A rash text or an argument can destroy a relationship, lose you your job, and even lead to loss of life. Observe how quickly you and the average person takes to become impatient and make risky decisions to take a gap in traffic. 30 seconds? 60 seconds? The primary medical principle is first do no harm. Restraint is often less damaging than action. Doctors usually feel the need to do something, even when their actions are poorly considered. In many cases, it would have been better to stand back and avoid potential harm. There is a famous medical saying, stand around and stop doing something. Other than extreme emergencies, most situations allow sufficient time to consider the best response rather than an improvised poor decision that causes more harm than good. Before you act, make sure that what you plan to do is not going to make things worse. The stop rule can be proven by its converse. Rush into a bad decision and proceed in a random direction. This is clearly not a recipe for success. Bad decisions ruin lives and relationships. All the constant pressure and digital message traffic of the modern world pushes us to make rapid decisions without the necessary information and due consideration. The stop rule is an essential self-management rule to protect you from sabotaging your long-term interests. Contrary to popular belief, emotion is the worst decision maker. The stop rule will enhance your ability to manage interactions because you will significantly reduce provocation and avoidable conflict. In most situations, it's better to work with, not against. Successful people think in outcomes, not with emotions or ego. So the major focus of the stop rule is to get you to think with outcomes rather than emotions. The most important outcome is the outcome. It does not matter what you think or feel. What happens in the real world has the most impact on your happiness and success. People like to think in what could have been and what should have been, but outcomes are all that really matter. If you think in desired outcomes, you are more likely to get what you want. Outcome-based thinking defines a plan and direction which makes you feel positive and energized. It is much easier to overcome problems if you have a plan. When you bring solutions instead of problems, you give positive energy to challenging situations. Instead of criticizing others, you say, "We can solve this together. This plan will make things better." Even if they do not agree with your strategy, this approach will promote constructive dialogue. You both become invested in your team relationship and the solution, fostering a sense of what's called collective achievement, which means everyone feels they're in the same boat. Bringing a proposed outcome is much less likely to provoke conflict than raising issues, which will usually be taken personally. Goal setting is evidence-based to improve performance. Left to instinct, your brain will give you solutions that are emotionally expedient because you are designed to focus on energy efficiency. It's what you're designed for. Mostly, this will lead you to avoiding necessary, uncomfortable decisions in favor of short-term gain. For example, you may lose your temper when you feel angry because this will give you instant gratification. Left to its own devices, your instincts will make poor decisions and your intellect will be demoted to providing intelligent rationalizations. The stop rule encourages you to make the right decisions for better long-term results by engaging your intellectual faculties in actual decision-making, rather than them just providing the justification for bad decision-making. It is worth investing in the future because it lasts a lot longer than the present. People who think in outcomes are positive and energetic because they are focused on solving problems, not dwelling on them. When they encounter a hurdle, they see an opportunity to run and jump. The stop rule is excellent for avoiding unnecessary conflict, which is mentally draining and distracts time and energy from productive and recreational pursuits. It takes only a moment to apply the stop rule, but it could save you thousands of dollars in anger management classes. When you receive a potentially inflammatory text or email, stop, define your desired outcome, and then proceed calmly in the correct direction. Do I really need to make this decision now? Is it necessary to reply at all? If a response is necessary, delay it until you've had a chance to define what you want to achieve. Sending an angry message may feel gratifying, but the outcome will generally not be. In most situations, the outcome that you desire is to maintain good relations with your spouse, your colleagues, and your friends. Stopping and defining an outcome will stop you from sending an inflammatory text. I would like to enhance my relationship, not ruin it. Now put away that phone and don't do something stupid. It is easy to lose control of our relationships and to become stressed and ineffective because of ill-considered actions. One bad moment can ruin or end a life. Guns don't kill people, bad decisions do. The self-discipline of the stop rule applies to most situations. If you are running late in traffic, stop and define an outcome. You will realize that your main goal is to get to work safely. Getting yourself killed or severely injured through impatience is not worth the 3 minutes that you may gain. A 3-month stay in hospital will make you extremely late for work. People weaving aggressively in traffic don't save much time, but they do put themselves and others at risk. They should rather use the stop rule before they are more permanently stopped by a nasty occurrence. When you get into an argument with your partner, before saying something harmful, stop. Define the desired outcome. The health of this relationship is important. Do not sacrifice it for the sake of being right about an insignificant issue. If you know where you want to go, you are more likely to get there. The stop rule is effective for problem solving. If you can define the outcome you want, the best plan is to head towards it in a straight line. Knowing your desired destination defines a simple and effective strategy. If you acquire purpose, you will feel energized, whereas being directionless leads to despondency. Progress and momentum generate motivation and fulfillment. Energy and progress beget more energy and progress. Think about how good you feel when you work hard and improve, and how miserable you feel when the opposite happens. People make bad decisions to avoid going backwards, but then they make things worse. The stop rule, outcome-based thinking, helps you to focus on what counts while avoiding being distracted by emotional noise. Prioritizing helps you evade wasted time and energy. You won't sweat the small stuff. You will spend more time being positive and productive rather than embroiling yourself in unnecessary conflict and distractions. When things start to go wrong, use the stop rule to help you refocus and get back on track. What are you trying to achieve and what will help you get there? If you do the basics well, you will usually succeed. Once your core business is consolidated, you will be able to progress. Unfortunately, it is a human foible to head down a certain path in a determined fashion and ignore all the warning signs along the way that tell you to turn back or change course. If you sense that a relationship or situation is deteriorating, use the stop rule. Stop. Diagnose what is going wrong and reset your compass towards your desired destination. It's worthwhile to use the stop rule on a regular basis to take the time to reevaluate your priorities and examine whether your relationships and initiatives are heading in the right direction. The stop rule could even protect you against one of the major financial scourges of the 21st century, internet impulse buying. Before you hit the buy button, ask yourself what outcome you want. Do you really need this item? Will you ever use it? A second benefit of the stop rule is that it encourages you to stop and investigate. You cannot solve problems without accurate information. Stop, investigate, and get the facts before you act. If you can make a diagnosis, providing a solution will follow logically. How do I work out what is wrong and how do I fix it? Usually the stop rule is excellent for conflict avoidance because it gives people time to calm down before important decisions are made. It is obvious that good decisions rely on correct and comprehensive information. The stop rule encourages investigation of facts and both sides of the story before embarking on misinformed plans. Whenever confronted with a conflict situation or a demand for intervention, stop and investigate. When people are baying for blood or demanding immediate decisions, stop and investigate. The passage of time and a reasonable grasp of the issues in play will always give you a better chance of making good decisions and defusing conflict instead of escalating it. Practice this line carefully. I'll investigate this matter and get back to you soon. It's a lifesaver. Actions can have lasting consequences, so take the time to make informed decisions. Modern life unfolds quickly and you can get sucked along in its wake if you don't stop and control your direction. We are constantly texting, emailing, and rushing around. When I receive emails from my staff about conflict or contentious issues, I always apply the stop rule. It takes discipline because my instinct is to shoot off a reply immediately, particularly if the email has inflamed my emotions. Human politics are complex, and it is worth hearing both sides of the story before deciding with only 50% of the facts available. In most circumstances, it is best to investigate first and form an opinion later. When confronted with any potential conflict or consequential decision, using inaccurate data will lead to a higher error rate. Success in life depends on the acquisition of accurate information. It's self-evident that this is the key to making good decisions. If you take the time to investigate and consider important matters, you will make superior choices that will result in greater happiness and success. If there is no need for an immediate decision, then time is an excellent diagnostic tool. Sit back, watch, and wait rather than diving into a bad decision or conflict. Timing and patience are major determinants of success. Instead of diving blindly into a perilous situation, suppress your instinct for an immediate emotional response. Carefully consider the best time and place to conduct the next stage of negotiations. Conflict is stressful, exhausting, and usually unnecessary. Delaying a response to inflammatory situations often has the potential for many benefits. Firstly, it allows antagonists time to calm down, thereby avoiding unnecessary conflict. People often see logic and reason by the cold light of day, whereas negotiations between two angry emotional combatants seldom end well. Let the locomotive burn out of fuel and then jump on board for a friendly cup of tea. Secondly, time is a great diagnostic tool. If you watch and wait, useful facts often emerge that help guide a correct decision and enable a winning approach. Your opponent may reveal things about themselves that provide you with useful information that assist you in avoiding conflict or getting a favorable outcome. Sometimes people show their hand. You realize what you are dealing with, and this gives you an advantage in understanding their motives and strategies. Thirdly, many situations resolve themselves without the need for your intervention. Sometimes you realize that you got excited about something trivial in the heat of the moment. For this reason, when you ask neutral friends to give you advice about a conflict situation, they usually ask you, "Why are you getting so upset about this? Is it such a big deal?" Often they are right. Fourthly, if you apply the stop rule, you can stand back at a safe distance and watch everyone else fighting while keeping your hands clean. By the time the smoke clears, you have stayed away from an unnecessary fight and it ended up being the least affected by it. This is especially true of inflammatory group emails. Do not hit reply all. Watch and wait while others dive in and start throwing insults and barbs. Once people stop fighting, you can intervene in a calm, decisive manner. So outcome-based thinking is the best way to keep your life progressing forward positively. Start making decisions that help rather than hinder your life. Stop, define a desired outcome, and proceed calmly in the correct direction. Thank you, and I look forward to you joining me for the next episode.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to follow me and share it with your friends. And join me for the next episode of the Life Mastery mini-series. Please note that the views and opinions on this show are my own and do not reflect those of my colleagues or employers.